people of the Arab world began protesting against their rulers. Rulers, most of whom were allies of the United States. The power dynamics in the region radically changed.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
After creating an illegitimate country in Palestine, the United States with the aim of achieving absolute control over the Middle East began creating new divisions in the region. The first thing it did was to get Arab countries to make friends with the new Zionist regime. During the Iran talks regarding the nuclear program, the United States attempted to push Iran to change its policies towards Israel. It tried and failed.
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack, showing them the definition of American justice.
The invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq were conducted in order to create new governments. Governments with two important characteristics. First, servitude to the United States of America. Second, opposition to the Islamic Republic of Iran. For 14 years, America has put all its efforts into sabotaging and toppling the Islamic Republic. After an intensive study of Islam and Shiism was conducted by research groups in the University of Tel Aviv and American research institutes, it was concluded that in order to quash the uprising, solution lay in creating discord amongst the ranks.
Most of the arms that we've given the so-called moderate rebels have wound up in the hands of ISIS.
I know these people. I'm in contact with them all the time.
They would channel the anger of the Muslim world towards itself. The ballerinas of democracy, freedom, and human rights devised a plan. They would create and support barbaric terrorist groups so that this energy would be discharged not against their enemies, but in the Islamic world itself. ISIL and the Al-Nusra Front became the tools for this devious scheme.
مهمترین دستاویز دشمن امروز برای مقابله با بیداری اسلامی ایجاد اختلافه. مسلمان را در مقابل مسلمان قرار دادن، مسلمان را به دست مسلمان از بین بردن. جریان تکفیر، این حرکت عظیم ضد استکباری و ضد آمریکایی و ضد استبدادی را تغییر جهت داد به جنگ بین مسلمانان، به برادرکشی. خط مقدم مبارزات در این منطقه مرزهای فلسطین اشغالی بود. جریان تکفیر آمد این خط مقدم را تبدیل کرد به خیابانهای بغداد و مسجد جامع سوریه و دمشق و خیابانهای پاکستان و شهرهای مختلف سوریه و اینا شد خط مقدم مبارزه.